Do you read to your kids? If you do, that is awesome. If you don't, you are like many who don't have the time. You listen to podcasts. Why not find one for your kids? Visit wokekidspod.com. That is wokekidzpod.com today. Check out the awesome messages of power being told to young children over there. That is wokekidzpod.com. WokeKidsPod.com. Welcome to the podcast, Heroic Journeys, where we tell the heroism in everyday situations. For our first episode, we're going to tell the story of a teacher somewhere in Houston, Texas. Sitting on my couch at home, a nervous feeling enters my chest. It swirled around my heart like mud in anticipation. It was then that I realized, I need to do this lesson plan. I dread lesson planning. It is a necessary evil that plagues each passing weekend. Missing a deadline makes it even worse. The dread of the practice, coupled with the dread of facing my appraiser when I am late, is enough to make me constantly rethink my choice to become a teacher. When I thought of teaching, this document wasn't a part of the fantasy. Nevertheless, I proceed. I sit down at my desk and turn on my computer. What am I saying? I almost never turn this thing off. If Amazon is tracking me the way that Facebook is, it knows everything about me, and I am not sure if I hate that. I mean, you can get everything on Amazon. Any supply a teacher could dream of is on... Wait, there I go again. My loyal brain always seeks to take me out of the misery of planning and into the wonderland of shiny new pencils, pens, hanging wall charts, and neon-colored index cards. Okay. Now to business. I open the stressful-looking document full of squares to be filled in. Objective. TEKS. Differentiation for the disabled. Differentiation for the gifted. Bell ringer. Presentation. Guided practice. Independent practice. Deliverables. Assessment. Implementation of technology. Conclusion. Ugh. Why is this so painful? Perhaps because I don't see my kids this way. They don't fit into these boxes. The practice itself is useful, I guess, but it is also stressful. Another opportunity for me to fail. Another opportunity for them to tell me how what I produced was unacceptable. But I suppose I should be more positive. After all, when the plan is done, I do feel more relaxed standing in front of them. I am done now. I submit the plan. The worshipped plan that must be 2 weeks early, the beloved plan that almost never rolls out the way it was written, the dreaded plan that proves a reason for observers to say, "Where are you in your lesson plan?" Oh, the plan. One tiny weekly dragon slayed as I close my computer while it is still on, put it into my bag, and lay down to sleep next to my dog. Man or animal, you decide. Thinking about what I really will do tomorrow. Did you enjoy your very first heroic journey? I hope so. If you want your story told, your very subtle heroic journey, click on the link and submit it, and you might hear yours next time on Heroic Journey. Beats provided by Beats by Nevs and Lakely Inspired. Heroic Journeys podcast is produced by Ginger's Voice Service. If you need your audiobook produced, visit gingersvoiceservice.com.